This is KCCK's Culture Crawl. I'm Dennis Green, and my guest today is Markita Centers from Old Creamery Theater. Markita, welcome.
Thank you very much for having me.
Nice to see you. How's your fall?
Oh, my fall is schizophrenic. One day it's hot, one day it's cold. I guess that sort of goes with the show I'm in rehearsal
And that doesn't
for.
Have anything to do with the weather.
No, no, you're right. You've known me too long, Dennis. You're correct.
The show is The Addams Family.
Yes, ding, and ding.
Yeah, so yeah, here we have to do this.
There we go. Well done.
Which, of course, has been, you know, is like many, like every TV show from the 60s.
Yes.
Has been turned into a movie and then a Broadway musical.
Exactly, because those are the best shows.
Because that's what we do.
Yes, exactly.
But I will say this, I didn't even realize until I looked at your poster that the book is by Marshall Brickman, who co-wrote most of Woody Allen's best stuff,
mm-hmm.
and the music is by Andrew Lippa, who has written all kinds of important shows that mm-hmm. I can't think of right now.
Right,
but
right.
He's a guy.
Yeah,
he's a guy who writes music.
Yeah.
And has done a lot of stuff you would know.
Yeah, so
and,
there you go.
And I'll look this up after the interview and in the notes that go, the show notes that go with the video. Then you'll know what other awesome stuff
Andrew
Lippa has done.
But we've teased it really well.
Mm-hmm. So, Addams Family, all of us of a certain age.
Yes, indeed.
And all of those who then saw the movie in the early 90s.
Yes.
So, all of us of many certain ages, not just us of a certain age,
right.
are familiar with this. But actually, its roots go way, way back because it started off as a cartoon in The New Yorker.
Right.
I think.
By Charles Addams,
yes.
I believe.
Yeah.
So.
And it was just, it was a series of cartoons that became a TV series and a movie and now a show.
Long life.
But all of the characters that we remember are there, including
oh, yes.
yours, because you play.
I am Grandmama. I know. It's not typecasting at all. Grandmama is there. We have Gomez and Morticia and Wednesday and Pugsley and Lurch and, Fester. Oh, sorry, James. So we have all of these characters that you know and love, the iconic characters. But we also have what I'll call a Greek chorus of ancestors.
Oh,
our
okay.
ancestors
oh.
that are written into the script. And they help us tell the story. Now, the story is Wednesday has grown up, and she ends up
Yeah,
meeting
so for those
a boy.
Of you who remember
yes.
her as 10 or whatever
yes,
it was
no.
in the TV show.
She is yeah. now a young lady, and she has met a boy, and who is, quote-unquote, normal, and she wants to get married. Now, how does she break this to her not-so-normal family? Gomez and Morticia is the crux of this dilemma that the whole family finds themselves in. Gomez, who's played by Sean McCall, is trying to manipulate this information around toward Morticia, who's played by Jackie McCall, and the rest of the family is either in on the deception or not. And it's what each family learns from the other. Grandmama has a line that says, well, can you define normal? Which I think is sort of an age-old question that we can ask. It's like, your life is normal for you because that's what you know. Your life is normal for you because that's what you know. So these two worlds collide because of the love of Lucas and Wednesday. And then you have Pugsley, who's played both by two young actors, Charles and Cooper, who we got to know through our Camp Creameries, which are great. And so they're 10-year-old guys that I love hanging out with, which is good because Grandmama hangs out with Pugsley. And they're a joy. Our ancestors, our Greek chorus, are played by all these wonderful young actors that I think, with the exception of maybe two or three, are young actors that have worked here in the past couple of years in the summers and have come back.
Oh, nice.
Which can only bode well for the Old Creamery Theater and our audiences, because that says they like working here and we love having them. And there, I think, are a total of 17 actors on stage at any one given time. And it's choreographed by Katie Coletta and Keegan Christopher. Keegan is also co-directing with Ross Wheeler, who has worked here, Guys on Ice, Footloose, and they're co-directing. So we have a lot of wonderful technical input and artistic input. And it's, you know, it's a big, big production for our small stage that has no fly system, that has no wing space or backstage space. But to be able to see what they're going to do with the set is going to be incredible. I work there and I'm still amazed.
Talking with Marquita about the Addams Family opening October 11th at the Old Creamery Theater in Amana. This is going to be a show that is probably a little heavier on costumes and makeup than some of the stuff that
exactly.
You do.
Exactly, our
costumer. I'm thinking particularly of Lurch and Fester and, and you're going to, you know, and Jackie as Morticia is going to have to.
Exactly.
He's going to have to go through a few changes,
I've been privy to Bethany Horning, is, bless her, for coming to do our costumes, and hopefully we'll have a relationship with her in the future, but I've been privy to some of the costumes that she has, and they're just spot on. I've, you know, had a little input as to where you can get stuff and how you can get stuff, and she has just been phenomenal. She works in Iowa City, and she's been pulling from her areas where she works down there, and so it's going to be great. It's going to be a lot of people running around backstage, sort of like the duck. Everything's cool on the top, but
underneath.
Yes.
Talk a little bit about the music, because this is a musical.
Yes, it is an operetta almost.
Really?
Essentially. There's very little spoken word. I think Grandmama has some of the most spoken words. Like I have a page with Pugsley. And it is a musical, and it's closer to an operetta than necessarily a musical, because an idea is sparked, and then we start singing about it. It's all new music. It's, you know, it's telling the story through music. And fortunately or unfortunately, since Grandmama isn't there a lot, I can't report to you all the music, although I know we're having a rehearsal later today. But yes, it's more on the line of an operetta.
Oh,
so
interesting.
Everybody sings.
So if you were imagining what the Addams Family musical would be, that might not be, it's going to be a little bit different than you expect. So that's cool.
It's a comedy, that's for sure. You get Sean out there in front of an audience, it's going to be funny. Yeah.
Well, and it'll be neat and petite.
Yes.
I'm sure.
Yes, and absolutely. Absolutely.
And sweet.
And sweet.
Right? Isn't that how that goes?
Yeah.
I have to think about that. Okay? I have to snap my fingers and sing it in my head. So the show is The Addams Family.
Yes.
And this is, you're one of the first regional theaters probably to do this.
Yes,
I don't think it's been out. It hasn't been out that long, I don't
think. No, it has not. So, and that's kudos to Sean and the whole creative team for looking forward to who's doing what where, and if we can be the first in the area to do these shows, because the Addams Family is going to draw our demographic probably will grow with this particular musical. Everyone that comes to our shows regularly now can have a chance to have this experience with their kids and even their grandkids. It is rated PG, and I think that's simply because of
some people look a little scary, maybe.
Yeah, that's exactly it. And I mean, be real, we're not that scary. I had a friend of mine who has a couple of kids that she wants to bring, and she asked me. I said, "Your kids are way more sophisticated, so bring them on. I think this is no problem. Smaller children might be scared by the ancestors because they are coming from, I will say, a different place than here on Earth. So
the show is The Addams Family, opens October 11th and runs until the first weekend of November.
November 4th. Okay. That's right.
At the Old Creamery Theater. If people want tickets, they can call or visit your website, which
our website is oldcreamery.com. And you can actually buy your own tickets right there online. You can pick out the seat where you want. Or you can call. Amy there is our box office manager. She's really great. She's going to love I said that. And at 622-6262, that will get you to our box office. You can talk to a real live person. And please do, because I know tickets are going to go. Yeah. Very
well, and perfectly heading into the Halloween
season. And we also have what is the fun part about these interactive type of shows is that you can come in costume. Come in costume as your favorite Addams Family character. Come on. I mean, not that I'm saying you should come as any old, decrepit old woman, but, you know, come on, give it a try. We also, on every Saturday night after the show, will have what we call a Monster Mash dance party out in the courtyard. And this will be something you can plan the whole day on. Come in, come to Oktoberfest all during the day, enjoy the shops and a bratwurst or two, and excuse me, watch the parade, do some shopping, come see the show, and then stay for the dance party afterwards. Okay. So we've got a lot of things going on. So come and try us out if you haven't, and come back if you have.
Okay. Marquita, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you, Dennis.
Again, The Addams Family opens October 11th, runs through the 4th, oldcreamery.com. You can hear The Culture Crawl live on the radio most Thursdays and Fridays at 10:20 in the morning, or download and listen or watch the podcast at kcck.org/culture. I'm Dennis Green.